All right, 2 Kings chapter number 8, please, just for a few moments tonight. I do appreciate what we've already heard. I tell you, we could cut out a lot of preaching if we just react to what we hear. You know, if we do just what the Bible says, they gave heed to the preaching. And we'd just give heed. We wouldn't wait until we have signals to come, and then our prayer ends when the music stops. When God speaks to our heart, we just move and be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Some things would be different, I believe. But then what I know, I'm fed up. Amen. Look with me, please, at 2 Kings in chapter number 8, just for a moment tonight, and want to begin reading in verse number 11. 2 Kings chapter number 8 and verse number 11. The Bible says, "And he settled his countenance steadfastly until he was ashamed, and the men of God wept. And Hazael said, Why weepeth my Lord? He answered, Because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and wilt dash their children, and rip up their women with child." Well, that's a bad dude right there. Amen. He's a mean man. And the man of God's upset about it. And he's fixing to kill some folk and take over that throne. This man named Hazael. And in verse 13, "And Hazael said, But what? Is thy servant a dog that he should do this great thing?" And Elijah answered, "The Lord hath showed me that thou shalt be king over Syria." Our Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight, God, for what we've already heard in this place. Lord, thank you for the singing, how it stirred our hearts, Lord. Lord, but now we just need a little something to take us home, God, and bring us back tomorrow. Lord, just a little thought, God, to help the people. I pray, God, you'd help us be a help tonight. And whatever you do, we'll be careful to thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. That verse number 13, I'm kind of stuck there just for a few minutes tonight. The way that this Hazael answered the man of God. The answer that he gave him is found in verse 13. It says, "And Hazael said, But what is thy servant a dog that he should do this great thing?" Now, what he said there was in the Greek and the Hebrew. But here's what he was trying to say. Amen? That's what I want to preach on tonight. His thought was this. Here's what he was trying to get out. And I'm going to relay it to you. He was trying to say, "I would never do that." Amen. "You'll never find me doing nothing like that." Amen. And I want to preach just for a few minutes tonight on that thought. Be careful. Don't ever say, "I'll never do that." Amen. Because you never know, and you may find yourself doing the very thing that you swore and you pled that you'll never, ever do. Amen. Hazael said, "I don't care. I want you to understand. You don't seem to know me. I'll never do nothing like that." Amen. And brother, he said, "I'm telling you, you don't understand. I'm a great man. I got my dignity. I got my pride. I'd never be looked. I'll never do anything like that." Well, that's what he's saying right there. Amen. Well, haven't you heard that before? Remember when David said that about Bathsheba and Uriah the Hittite? Remember when he said, oh, I'll never do that. You'll never catch me doing nothing like that. You'll never find me doing anything like that. Amen. I'm king. I'm a great person. I'm somebody. And you'll never find me doing that. Amen. How many of you heard that? Maybe you heard it in the Greek, but you heard it. Amen. I mean, how many of you ever said that? I'll never do that. Oh, I know some of you's lying. Three hands go up. Come on, who are you kidding? I've said it at least four or five times this year. Amen. Well, I'll never do that. Amen. You'll never catch me doing that. I'll never find myself there. You'll never see me doing that. Hello? How many of you ever said that? Man, now we're getting closer to reality now. Amen. I mean, that's what David said. That's what this preacher said. I'll never, ever do that. David said, I'll never do that. You know what? Hey, Samson said, I'll never do that. Isn't that what he said? Why, you don't understand. I'm a Nazarite. There's never been a razor touch my hair. I've never tasted wine. I'm a great man of God. I'm a judge of Israel. I'll never, ever do that. Amen. You ain't going to catch me doing that. But in just a little while, he found himself with his head in her lap. Delilah's barbershop. Hello. Amen. And the whole time he's laying there, I'll never do that. Yeah, you know me. I'll never do that. Now, where'd she go with them scissors? I'll never do that. Y'all know better than that. I'll never do that. I mean, after all, I'm a good guy, and I've been saved, and I'm a child of God, and I walk with God, and I'll never do anything like that. Amen. David said, it's time for kings to go to battle, but man, I've been working hard and working long hours. I think I'll take a break up on the housetop. And he looked down there, and there she was, pretty as a picture. And she's just as guilty as he was. Hello? Bathsheba knew what she was doing. Well, you read, but you read, you got to listen. Sometimes what God don't say is just as inspired as what He does.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I mean, David said, I'll never do that. And Samson said, hey, I'll never do that. Amen. Peter said, not me, Lord. I'll never do anything like that. You ain't going to catch me doing that. No, sorry. If all of them forsake you, if all of them run out, if all of them flee, if all of them quit, if all of them stop, I'll never quit. Oh, God, amen. I'm just here to tell you tonight, friend, you be careful, Peter, what you say. And you just might quit before the cock crows, amen. Not me. Bless God, I'm a good man. I'll never deny it. You'll never catch me doing it. Hey, just watch it. Careful. Hey, trouble's coming. It's almost here. Amen. Watch out now. Well, you don't understand, preacher. I've been saved since, and so-and-so led me to Christ. And I got this one signed my Bible. That, and I'll never do that. Amen. Saul said, I'll never do that. And anybody does it, we're going to have problems. I better never hear tell of anybody going to a witch for counseling. Hello? And didn't Saul say that? I better not find out any of my boys went down to that witch in door for counseling. Amen. There's going to be some trouble, and you'll never find me doing that. Stay with me. I'm not preaching yet. I'm getting there, though. Amen. Everybody all right? How many of you, come on, be honest tonight. How many of you say, preacher, I know what you're talking about. I've said that before. I've made that statement. I'll never do that. Three. We're backing up now. Amen. Next thing you know, Saul's saying, hey, let's go down here at this witch's house. I need to have a conversation. I need to find out if he's coming or going. Amen. I need to find out what's up and down. Amen. And sure enough, he disguised himself, goes down to witch's house and she opens the door and she said, what do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to call up or find me Samuel. Amen. And she said, oh, I know who you are. That's Saul. You just come to trick me. You just come to see if I'm telling you're going to have my head. I know how you... He said, no, not me. You don't know me. I'd never do anything like that. Amen. And you'll find out you're not what you think you are. Amen. Jeremiah said, not me, Lord. I'll never quit. Amen. Unless you deceive me. Don't deceive me now. Next thing you know, he said, Lord, thou hast deceived me. I was deceived. I think I'm going to quit. I done had enough. I think I'm just going to throw in the towel. I told him the other day in church, hey, a fighter ain't never in the history of mankind, a fighter has never thrown in the towel. Amen. Throwing in the towel is not the job of the fighter. That's a job that's set aside for the manager of the fighter. Hello? That manager has a right to say, we quit, but the fighter, all he has a right to do is fight, 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 amen. Well, I'll never do that. You don't know what you'll do until you're put to the test and somebody gives you a half a chance, and bless God, you'll find out. I'll never do that. Let me give you about three things real quick. I'm done. Amen. I'll never do that, preacher. There's some things that you ought to never say never concerning. Is that all right? Just I'll give you preaching at home. You ought to never say never concerning your church. Amen. I'll never leave my church. I've watched them stand up, testify. This is my home. I'll never leave here. Hello? I've heard it with my own ears. Be careful. Don't ever say never. Don't ever get so cocky to think, hey, I got it handled. I'm never going, this is my place. Don't you ever say never. You don't know how close never can be. Amen. I'll never leave church. I'll never lay out, preacher. I'll never be one like them. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know where they've been. You don't know how much they put up with. You don't know the trouble they've seen. Well, I'll never be like that. I know, I've heard it before. Be careful. Don't ever say never. You don't know what you'll do, folks. You don't know what you're capable of. Can I help you? You don't know your own heart. You don't know what you're made of. I'd like to think, brother. I'd like to think if hell assailed around me and broke loose, I'd like to think I have what it takes to stay with God. I don't know if I made up with it or not. I mean, I like to think I am. I believe I got off the same tree you did. Got the same fruit you did. I ain't trying to beat the message. I'm just trying to help you. Hello? We just got to be careful, folks. You don't ever say, I remember going to church with great men of God, wonderful preachers that get up on stage and stand their children up and say, they ain't never had a razor on their hair. They ain't never did this. They ain't never done that. They ain't never going to do this. They ain't never going to. You just don't do bad on it, amen. You just sit back a while and wait on God and see how it turns out. I don't know if you know this or not, but it ain't getting easier to serve God as we go on. It's getting harder and harder for our younger generation. And if I can tell you this, church, young folks, listen to me. I'm not trying to, am I messing anything up? I'm telling you something. If you're not careful, you're going to catch an attitude like that. You're going to think you're untouchable. The devil can't touch you and hurt you. God can't get, hey, you better be careful. You don't know. You might be next in line. You might be the next target. He puts might be on your back. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Then you better be ate up with it. If you ain't, you might not have what it takes to get through it. What are you saying? I'm just saying, folks, listen to me. Why don't you just wait a little bit? Let's see how this thing pans out before you go to shooting off your mouth. Before you go to bragging about how great a Christian you are. And how many of you won? We baptized 137 last month. And we got 17 buses on the road. And I just want you to know we're building a new Christian youth center. I tell you something, bless God. Just give me a handful that love God, that want to do the right things of God, amen. Want to walk with God, stay in the book of God, listen to the voice of God. And I'm telling you, you can get something done, amen. Yeah. Hey, my girls ain't never had a razor put on their hair. My boy, hello, hair ain't never touched his ears. I heard a preacher get on the radio here a while back. He said, well, I went up to Carolina Mountains and I went on vacation with my family. Bless God. And we had a good time. And we got to go out and play putt-hat, golf-hat. But I want you to know that the whole time I was there, I never took off my white shirt and my tie. See, that shoe can fit on either way. Amen. Listen. Folks, you understand? I'm for standards. I think we ought to roll it straight out and walk it as straight as we roll it. But what if somebody don't? They're gonna be the fun of your next meeting? They're going to be the joke of your next message? Because they stood up one day and say, never say never, and never didn't work out too good for them. Maybe they should have just said, most of the time. Or once in a while. I killed a meeting or what? Is everybody okay? Here, hold your head back like that. Swallow real big. It'll go down. Somebody said, "Preacher, you just so narrow, you think only you and your few is going to make it." And I said, "No, I'm more narrow than that. I don't think some of them's going." Especially this new crowd we got.
Amen.
And I'll tell you something. You better be careful saying never. I'll never lay out a church preacher. I'll never leave my church preacher. I want you to know I'll never lose my desire for church. You didn't put it there to start with, honey. Hello? It's not your doing. Well, I just want you. Yeah, I know. I know how it is. We all got to make our mark in life, don't we? You know what I found out, Brother Charlie, about making mark? You know what? You know what that is? That's about little under nothing as you can get. And the more and more in this life, preachers beat one another down and step on one another and scratch at one another and trying to climb that ladder of success so they can get their name in the sword of the Lord. And then when you get it, you ain't got nothing. Because we're all still nobodies. Amen. Trying to tell everybody about somebody.
Yeah, amen.
Hello? He's the only somebody here. He's the only anybody here. He's the only one that matters here. He's the one that deserves our preeminence. Amen. Jesus alone. It was God that led them out of Egypt. It was God's strong arm that brought them out. Amen. It was the power of God that brought them out. It wasn't Moses. It wasn't the golden calf. It wasn't what they created. It was God, Jehovah. Amen. God gets the credit for your life. If there's anything good in you, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why are you saying, preacher? Didn't I say it clear enough? Just be careful saying never. That's a long time. That's a lot to have to live up to. Never say never concerning your church. But never say never concerning your children. I'll never lose my children to the world. I never teach my children to rebel. You don't have to. They get it naturally. You don't have to plant weeds in the garden. They just spring right up. Hello? Amen. Wickedness don't have to be planted. Believe me, there's enough of it laying around. You just throw a little water on it, fertilize it once in a while, it'll shoot up just like the rest of it. My children never watch that. You ever seen mama say something like that? My babies ain't never seen no television and never heard of, boy, they'll somebody will cut on a gospel tape and that little youngin' will be up there doing that. Where'd they learn that from? Yeah, I know. Amen. My young never do that. You know, when they do it when they're that small, we just laugh at them. Because after all, they're funny. Oh, well, that's just, oh, isn't he precious? Well, just give him a little while. After a while, he's going to be stepping on your heart. We'll see how precious things are then. Amen. When they get naked and take all their clothes off, run around the house naked, you just laugh. Because after all, sitcoms taught you to do that. Amen. And isn't that the way it is? It's okay as long as we can laugh at it. Or we'll sit there all night and watch queers and fags on television as long as we can laugh at it. It's okay. I mean, long as it tickles our funny bone. As long as it gives us that warm, fuzzy feeling.
Amen.
Oh, I done killed the meat sure enough in it. Don't ever say never. I watched how some of them turned out. I watched how some preachers, great men of God, made examples out of their children when they didn't know any better. My children will never do that. Mama walked in the kitchen, washed some dishes. She heard a racket in the living room. She set her baby down, 3-year-old little girl, so she could watch a Lion King. Isn't that precious? Lion King. And she said she just went in there and washed a few dishes. She turned around, little girl was sitting there, stark naked. Took every stitch of her clothes off. Mama went in there and giggled at her and put her clothes back. She said, "Now don't you do that." And went in there and started washing dishes again. She said just a few minutes later, she turned around and she was sitting there stark raving naked. Mama went in there and said, "Honey, what in the world? Why are you taking your clothes off?" She said, "Because they told me to." "Who told you to?" "The Lion King, Mommy." "Well, I don't let my child watch trash and filth." You know what the problem is? You don't know the difference. We don't have spiritual discernment anymore. We don't know what's good or bad. We don't know what's godly or ungodly. We can't tell anymore. Everybody okay? And so it's a cartoon and it makes them happy and it makes them laugh, so it must be good. And their favorite one's Wizard of Oz. And next week we're going to go investigate Harry Potter. We don't even know what they're getting. But we got it under control. And they'll never do that. Hello? Amen? I'll never do that, preacher, concerning your character. You'll never catch me over there. Yeah, I said that too. You don't know what the devil listens to. You don't know what he's going to do next. And you don't know what that button is in your life, and all he's got to do is push and you're done. I was in a camp meeting. I've said this before, maybe I think in here. Years ago, up in Alabama, and a preacher, I walked in the door. First time I'd ever been to camp meeting, brother. I didn't know hardly anybody there. And I walked in the back door, and a preacher came up to me, said he was a preacher. I don't remember his name. And he said, "I'm Pastor so-and-so." Shook my hand. I didn't know him. Out of nowhere. Said, "I want you to know bigger men than you have fallen." You know what? They have. So what makes you so special? What makes you think you're the one? And you're the exception to the rule. And you know what? I'm going to be the first one to prove that you can make it and stay right without reading your Bible. Come on, that's what you're trying to prove. I'm going to show them you can do it and not go to church. Help yourself. Many others have tried. You show us what for. Before you do, don't you stand up and say, "I'll never do that." Because as sure as I'm standing here tonight, you're going to do that. Let's stand.